Welcome to Basic Gospel. This, of course, is our first week on the air for this program on your station, and we'll be here every day, Monday through Friday, at 4 p.m. Eastern, bringing the basic gospel into your life. It's relevant, it's personal, it's essential. Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis. We're here to provide scriptural answers to your Bible questions and personal issues. This is where the basic gospel intersects with your daily life. Hear it, believe it, live it. Right now, we invite your phone-in questions at 1-800-677-9377. If you have something you'd like to discuss, a good opportunity right now. The lines are wide open at 1-800-677-9377. Now, here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We talk about basic gospel, and that raises the question, what is the basic gospel? What is the good news that all of us long to hear? And it's simply this, that Jesus Christ is alive. He died to take away our sins. He was buried to put an end to our old way of life. Then God raised him back to life so that you and I could experience brand new life in him. So this Jesus Christ who lived 2,000 years ago, he walked on planet Earth. He was flesh and blood, just like you and I. He tasted death, but, and that was always the word out of the apostles. They went through this story, and then they got to this word, but.
Yeah.
God raised him from the dead. So this Jesus Christ is alive, and he wants to speak to your heart today. Isn't that fascinating to think that the God of this universe has something to say, something to speak into your life right this very moment? And since that's true, we invite you to call with your questions. You may be struggling with a particular situation or have a Bible passage that you're confused about. There may be something else going on in your life, but know this, no matter what you are going through, God's love is right there for you, right this very moment. And we encourage you to let it take hold of your life. And I guarantee you this, you will discover that there is nothing better than knowing and experiencing the love of Jesus Christ. So we invite you today to hear it, believe it, and live it.
Yes, indeed. The basic gospel. Plenty of open lines, friends. Come on and be a part of this edition. 1-800-677-9377. We want to hear from you. Again, 1-800-677-9377.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go to Jason in the Bronx listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Jason.
Hi. I've been undergoing demon attacks. We're living in the last days, and I feel like the enemy of our souls has been trying to do maximum damage, especially to true believers, his chosen. He said he would try and deceive the very elect, and he's been working witchcraft attacks on my car. I mean, my dashboard, the odometer would go left and right crazy. The mechanics would hear funny noises, like, you know, like horror noises from the engine. And I've been praying over with priests, and I've been trying to find out why I'm being harassed so badly by these demons. They won't let me go.
Well, Jason, that's an interesting question. You know, why is a person harassed by demons, or are they harassed by demons? And Jason, I think that brings up a very good point and a truth that we need to realize, that we do have an enemy of our souls, and that enemy is trying to deceive us to believe into believing lies. And that's why Jesus said in John chapter 8, and it's an important passage, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. What is the way of escape from these attacks from demons and lies and those sort of things? It is knowing the truth regarding Jesus Christ. And he goes on to say that if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. What is one of the benefits of this basic gospel message, knowing that Jesus Christ is alive today, is realizing that Jesus Christ is alive, living in your heart. Jason, if you've come to Christ by faith, Jesus Christ has come to live inside of you, and as you abide in him and rest in him, you can experience freedom. These attacks can be thwarted as you rest in Jesus. That's the encouragement of the Word of God, is for us to be strong in the Lord. not to be strong in ourselves, not to be strong in human effort, but be strong in the Lord. And as we're strong in the Lord, we will experience freedom. So, Jason, why these things are happening to you, I don't really know, other than the fact that, you know, sometimes that's part of life. Jesus said in this world we're going to have trials and tribulations. Certainly you're going through trials and tribulations. And the enemy of your soul is going to try to use those trials and tribulations to get your eyes off of Jesus and onto the problems, where you will start asking, why is this happening to me? And then you'll start questioning the love of God. And that's exactly what Satan wants you to do, is for you to question the love of God in your life. If you will get back to truth and recognize that nothing can separate you from the love of God, then you can experience freedom from these attacks. So, Jason, have you come to know Christ personally?
Yes, I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Okay, so you've been made alive with Him. You know what this basic gospel message is then?
It's just that, you know, I've heard from a prophet. I'm not sure he's a true prophet or a false prophet. I've been speaking with my pastor. He says to make sure, he wants me to do a couple of Our Fathers for 9 days to make sure to discern the spirit. But it's an amazing word I received. He said that I was a chosen one of God, that I was from a royal priesthood, and that's why I'm undergoing these attacks. He's trying to steal my inheritance.
Well, if you're a child of God, that's exactly what you are, just as every other child of God. We have been made children of God, declared that by God Himself. So
aren't there also children of the devil? They said you're all your father.
Those are lost folks. There's either lost people or saved people. Those who are lost are dead spiritually. Those who are saved have been made alive in Christ. And so the enemy is going to attack. I mean, it's kind of interesting whenever you look at free countries, those countries that aren't free are always attacking the countries that are free. That's just the way it is. And those who are experiencing freedom in Christ, the enemy is going to do everything to try to rob you of that freedom and put you back in bondage. That's the scheme of Satan himself. So recognize it and stand on truth. Well, we appreciate your call, Jason. Let me put you on hold and we'll send you a free gift, The Basic Gospel Journey. I think that will give you some answers and a solid foundation for you moving forward.
And Bob, for our listeners, we would like to make that available as well. BasicGospel.net is the place to go, and if you'll click on the Basic Gospel Journey link, we'll get a free CD on the way to you. We encourage you to do that. Again, it's at BasicGospel.net. 1-800-677-9377. This is Basic Gospel. We encourage your calls right now. If you have something you'd like to discuss, a Bible question, whatever the situation might be, give us a call. 1-800-677-9377.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Fort Lee, New Jersey, and talk with Sarah, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, sir. How are you?
Doing fine, thanks.
Thank you. We've been very upset the last couple of hours. I've been that President Obama appoints this woman, UN Ambassador Samantha Power, a real anti-Semite, anti-Israel. And I think she's married to Cass Sunstein, another crazy liberal that is anti-Bill of Rights and anti-Constitution. I mean, whoever voted for Obama, it's unbelievable how much he hates Jews and he hates Israel. And this
well,
now
Sarah, let's
be confirmed. If you look on her web, she wanted to...
Well, Sarah, this really isn't a program that we discuss those political things. It's the title or the name of our program is Basic Gospel, and we're here to talk about how this gospel message intersects with daily living. And so we live in a country where, you know, judges are appointed, where we elect officials who appoint those judges. And we, as Christians, certainly want to raise our voices. We want to do so in the voting booths. We want to do so in writing our congressmen and writing the president and all of these things. That's what we're empowered to do as citizens of this great country. So, Sarah, I encourage you to speak loudly about that, but do so through your congressmen and your representatives, and let your voice be heard. And certainly, I think we as children of God need to raise our voices about this basic gospel message. I think the reason, one of the reasons our country is moving in the direction that it is today is because we have lost our convictions as the people of God. We do not stand up and say that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. We do not stand up and say that the Bible contains the Word of God. It is God's message to us about Jesus, that Jesus has provided forgiveness of sins, that Jesus has provided us a way unto God, and that through faith in Him we can receive new life. We are not bold enough as far as this gospel message is concerned. We have strayed away from the basics. We have covered over the basics, and there's just layer upon layer upon layer of religious stuff covering over the most important message that's ever been given to man, and that is the good news that Jesus Christ is alive. It's something that we should shout from the rooftops, because only that message can penetrate human hearts and bring life to those who are dead. What does this world need? Life. Life in Jesus Christ. And He's the only source of that life. And that's why we need to be as vocal, as bold, as passionate as we possibly can, proclaiming the good news that Jesus Christ is alive. Well, Sarah, we sure appreciate your call today.
And again, open lines for Basic Gospel at 1-800-677-9377. Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, my name is Bob Davis. We encourage your calls right now. Again, 1-800-677-9377. Guys, a question surrounding the passage Hebrews 6, verses 4 through 6. This is from Mike, and his question is, what are we to understand about one who falls away? Isn't all sin willful disobedience, a turning away of your heart from God to worldly things?
Well, sin, there's many different definitions of sin, but what the writer of Hebrews is getting at is unbelief in Jesus Christ. That's what he's talking about. And that particular passage, Hebrews chapter 6, verses 4 through 6, is a passage that is really pointed to the unbeliever, those who have heard the gospel message, but who stand there saying, no, I don't want to believe. No, I do not want to receive Jesus Christ. I've seen what He has promised. I've seen the goodness of His life in others, but I don't want it. They would be the ones that would have stood there when Pilate brought Jesus out, and they would have yelled, crucify, crucify, crucify. Well, if that's your attitude, you certainly can't be brought to a state of repentance. Why? Because you're in unbelief. You're in total denial that Jesus is the Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. So that passage is a passage to unbelievers. It's not a passage that says that we can lose our salvation. For those of us who are in Christ, we are in Christ forever. Jesus Christ is never going to leave us nor forsake us. The fact that He died to take away all of our sins is the very guarantee of our eternal security.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to Manny listening to us in the Bronx. Hi, Manny.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine.
I'm finding it difficult to help, like, friends and brothers. I pray each night or each morning, and I say, God, I have my home. I want to open my home to them. And then when they call me to tell me their problems and that they're getting kicked out of their home and that they need a place to stay, I find it hard to bring them in because I don't trust them with their habits. You know, they're addicts. So I'm scared to bring them in because I have a family of four. So I want to, but then I push away, and I feel like I'm not a Christian by doing that.
Well, Manny, that's a good question. How to help others, how to weigh helping others versus the safety of your own family, knowing what these others are involved in. That's a tough situation. It's a really tough situation, Manny. I think it's a situation where we need to depend upon the Lord Jesus Christ to give us wisdom in what to do. you have determined that the way to help is to open up your house, and that's what you've focused in on. That's what you've narrowed in on as far as being a good Christian in that particular situation. And the fact that you're struggling with actually welcoming them into your home, knowing that you have a family of four and that you're concerned about their safety, puts you in a position where you feel guilty. Well, maybe right. There's other ways that you can help these particular people in need. And so I would start asking the Lord in this situation, how can I truly be a genuine help to these folks? How can I help them find Jesus Christ? How can I help them discover the life that is available to them through faith in Jesus Christ? They're just looking for a place because, you know, they're getting kicked out of their current residence because of all kinds of things that they're involved in, I'm sure. What they need right. is not another place to stay necessarily. What they need is the Lord. And so, Manny, I would start asking the Lord for his wisdom on how you can help specifically in getting the good news of Jesus Christ to your friends.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you? Let me do this. We have a wonderful little CD called The Basic Gospel Journey, and I think it will provide you some wonderful information on how you might be able to help your friends, okay? Let me put you on hold, and we'll send that to you. We sure appreciate your call today, Manny. You hold on.
And that also, Bob, is a special gift to all of our listeners who are tuned in right now. If you would like to go to basicgospel.net, why, we have that same CD for you, The Basic Gospel Journey. We encourage you to do that. Basicgospel.net, and just click that link right there on the homepage. We'll get one absolutely free, our gift to you, on the way to you immediately.
Yes, indeed. And we also ask our listeners, while you're there, follow us on Facebook or like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Join the conversation. Learn how this basic gospel intersects with your daily life through these various ways that you can connect with this ministry. Basicgospel.net, all the information on how to like us on Facebook and how to follow us on Twitter is right there.
Yes, indeed.
Well, let's go to the Bronx and talk with Mary listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Yeah, I'm calling because I had somebody call named Jason.
Yes.
And he said, you know, he have a tax. And I'm calling to let him know, if he's on the line, that this is something that happens. I have this, I have experienced this problem 7 years ago. And believe me, I couldn't work. I try to work, and sometimes they tell me that I cannot work. I have to stay home for almost like a couple of months because I couldn't even walk out. If I look at people's faces, it's like their faces are witches. I don't want to go out. I don't want to do nothing. Sometimes.
Well, what got you through that, Mary? What helped? What was the answer that got you through that?
Yeah, the answer that helped was to read Bible, pray, fasting, and, you know, go to church, and believe me, I have recovered. So I know that the Lord can make you recover if you believe in him. And I'm calling to let Jason know that he should keep praying, fasting, and keep reading his Bible, and get a church that he can go to, and believe me, he will recover.
Well, Mary, we appreciate those words of encouragement. It's exactly what Jesus was talking about. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Satan, his tool is deception. That's how he traps us. That's what happened in the Garden of Eden as he was deceiving Eve. He was saying, did God really say to you that you shouldn't eat this? Boy, this tree looks good, doesn't it? And boy, when you eat of it, you will be like God, and you will know good from evil and all of those sort of things. And he did it in such a way, he made that tree look desirable to Adam and Eve. It had never been desirable to them before. They had never looked upon that tree and said, oh, I want to eat of that. Boy, they were eating from every other tree in the garden, but they understood that this wasn't for them. And then Satan came into the picture, and Satan started his deception, subtle. But eventually it hooked them in. And that's how Satan works in all of our lives. He deceives us into thinking error about God. We start doubting the love of God in our lives. We start doubting if we're saved. We start doubting that our sins have been forgiven. We start doubting all of the elements, the essential elements of this gospel message. We even doubt that he cares for us, or that he's interested in us, or that he wants to speak truth into our lives. That's what Satan does, and he does it subtly until he traps us. And the only way of escape is truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And what is that truth? God loves you. Jesus Christ is alive, and he wants to speak into your life today. And when you let him do it, you can experience release from that bondage. Well, Mary, we sure appreciate your call today. And thanks for the encouragement for our friend Jason. Well, let's go back to Brooklyn and talk with Jesse. Hi, Jesse.
Hi. Okay, I just have a problem. Well, it's a problem with another Christian that I've been friends with for a long time, but it's she calls me whenever she needs money, and in the past I've given her money, but it's getting so that I'm getting to feel that she's using me, and I'm thinking about just cutting her off, stop taking her calls and stuff like that. And I just want to know if that's the right thing to do, Christian wise.
Well, Jesse, I think you're in a situation that we'll all find ourselves in at probably some point or another. Somebody, you know, trying to take advantage of us, or we think that somebody is trying to take advantage of us, always asking for money, always asking for help or favors, or something like that every time they get in trouble. I think, Jesse, you just have to sit down and have a conversation and say, hey, I'm getting the feeling that you're just using me, that you're not really interested in me. You just want me to bail you out of every kind of trouble that you get into. Well, I don't want to be that for you. I want to help you, but I want to help you to a point where you can actually get on your feet and start becoming a productive citizen, can be responsible and that sort of thing. And if you're interested in that type of help, then I want to help you in that regard. So have that conversation and leave the results of that in God's hands, okay?
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jesse. Let me put you on hold, and we'll send you a copy of this Basic Gospel Journey as well. And we sure appreciate your call today.
Bob, a real quick question from Laura. She says that she heard a radio teacher talk about losing salvation, and she says she knows that she doesn't do everything right, and she's concerned about that issue. What can we say to Laura?
Well, none of us do everything right, do we, Richard?
Not at all.
And what is the guarantee that we can have assurance of salvation?
When you have accepted Jesus as your Savior, he puts the Holy Spirit inside of you as a down payment, a deposit, guaranteeing our salvation. He will never take him away.
Absolutely. Because Jesus Christ lives, we too live.
Yes.
That's our guarantee. So if you're a believer in Christ, you have come to him by faith, you have gone from death to life, your sins have been taken away forever, you're a child of God, you've been made holy and perfect in his sight, and he has promised he will never leave you nor forsake you. That's the best news you could ever, ever have. So,
you know what that is? That's basic gospel.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely. Well, friends, we're just about out of time, but want to remind you that at Basic Gospel, we have a resource to aid your spiritual growth and your understanding of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a CD called The Basic Gospel Journey, and it's our gift to you during the month of June. Simply go online to basicgospel.net and click the link right there on the homepage. It's our opportunity to say thank you for joining us on this Basic Gospel Journey. Again, our website is basicgospel.net. Click the Basic Gospel Journey link for your free CD, and we'll get one on the way to you immediately. Again, that website, basicgospel.net. A reminder, too, that this program will be heard every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and we invite you to call with Bible questions or concerns of everyday living. We're here to help, and we want to hear from you. So join us tomorrow at this same time for another edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then.